Imagine transforming one of parenting's most dreaded challenges into a manageable weekend project. That's exactly what Brandy Brook's revolutionary 3-day potty training method promises and delivers. In an age where we've complicated many natural developmental processes, Brook's offers refreshing clarity and structure. Her approach has gained celebrity endorsements from parents like Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, challenging the passive, wait until they're ready philosophy that has dominated pediatric advice for decades. What makes this method particularly powerful is its recognition that successful potty training isn't just about physical readiness. It's about establishing clear expectations, consistent routines, and maintaining parental leadership throughout the process. For overwhelmed parents facing conflicting advice, Brooks offers something invaluable, a clear path to success that transforms an intimidating challenge into a structured, achievable goal. Most children are ready for potty training between ages 2.5 and 3, when they have sufficient bladder control and understanding. Starting too early causes frustration, while waiting until after 4 creates challenges as children become attached to diapers. 5 key readiness indicators include awareness of wet diapers, ability to hold urine for at least an hour, regular bowel movements, following simple multi-step directions, and curiosity about bathroom activities. Children with developmental delays may need more time due to nervous system development. Brooks challenges conventional pediatric advice by advocating for parental leadership at the right developmental moment rather than passively waiting for children to show interest. Potty training is a skill we teach deliberately, not one we wait for children to develop spontaneously. Children approach potty training according to their personalities. Strong-willed children resist direct instructions but respond to limited choices. Fun-loving children treat training as entertainment and thrive on praise. Analytical children need thorough explanations. Laid-back children often present the greatest challenge, lacking urgency about changing routines. Understanding your child's personality type offers insight into their general learning approach. Successful potty training rests on 3 fundamental principles: unwavering consistency, clear parental authority, and maintaining a positive atmosphere. Consistency is the cornerstone. Establish one clear bathroom procedure that everyone follows, from grandparents to babysitters. Children thrive on predictability, and changing instructions creates confusion. Dedicate full days to focused training rather than sporadic attempts. You're breaking a years-old habit and teaching a new one, which requires dedicated time. Modern parents often struggle with maintaining appropriate authority during potty training. In our child-centered culture, we frequently defer to children's preferences. However, potty training requires parental leadership. Your guidance must shape their understanding. This doesn't mean being harsh, but confidently directing the process with clear expectations. The emotional atmosphere profoundly impacts your child's experience. Children absorb your energy, whether positive or negative. Approach training with confidence and patience, viewing accidents as learning opportunities rather than failures. Frame potty training as special bonding time, a rare chance for consecutive days of one-on-one interaction. Embrace this opportunity to help your child reach an important milestone while creating memories together. Effective potty training requires clear communication about bodily functions. Develop vocabulary about elimination that you can share confidently with your child. Children don't naturally understand they can control their bladder muscles until potty training highlights this ability. Simple explanations help connect physical sensations with bathroom needs. Before children can verbalize bathroom needs, they communicate through body language. Learn to recognize your child's specific cues, panicked expressions, fidgeting, hiding, or suddenly freezing. Weeks before formal training, prepare your child mentally by discussing bathroom functions during diaper changes. Point out wet versus dry diapers and let your child accompany you to the bathroom. Thoughtful preparation enhances comfort and confidence. Brooks recommends toilet trainers that fit on regular toilets rather than traditional potty chairs. Essential supplies include new indoor activities, overnight pull-ups, a see-through treat jar for motivation, various drinks, short shirts for easy bathroom access, a toilet stepping stool, a sticker chart, and character underwear. Choose effective motivational rewards for success. Children need immediate, tangible reinforcement after each bathroom success. Distant promises won't motivate toddlers. Despite expert warnings against food rewards, small candy treats often work best. Select 3 consecutive days with no other commitments. Put away your phone, keep constant watch on your child, and stock up on groceries, prepared meals, new activities, and cleaning supplies. The heart of Brooke's approach is her structured 3-day potty training method, an intensive but effective process that transforms bathroom habits through consistent practice and immediate feedback. Day 1 begins with a ceremonial goodbye to diapers. Gather them with your child as a game, whether they're going to babies who need them or being collected by the diaper fairy. Replace them with character underwear and dress your child in a short shirt that doesn't cover the underwear for visibility when accidents occur. Constant supervision is crucial. Follow your child everywhere, using firm statements like, "Tell me when you have to go potty," rather than yes-no questions. Perform regular dry checks by patting their underwear and praising dryness. Offer plenty of fluids to create more practice opportunities. When the inevitable first accident happens, pick your child up midstream and rush them to the bathroom, saying, "Oh no, pee goes in the potty, not on the floor." Show them the wet underwear and explain it needs to stay dry, then reinforce that pee belongs in the potty. Days 2 and 3 continue this pattern with increasing success. Have your child sit on the potty at key times: before, after meals, before bath time and bedtime, before leaving the house and upon waking. Your child's body gradually adapts to this new schedule, making bathroom visits during transitions normal. While the intensive 3-day method establishes the foundation, the following weeks determine long-term success. Continue celebrating successes after the initial period, but gradually phase out rewards. The sticker chart will likely be the first to go as interest wanes. Continue food treats for at least 2 weeks, especially for bowel movements, before eliminating them. For nighttime, use pull-ups, calling them sleeping underwear, with regular underwear worn on top to create a psychological connection while providing protection. Empty your child's bladder completely with bathroom trips 30 minutes before bedtime and again right before bed. Remember that nighttime dryness depends on physiological development. Some achieve it at 2-12, while others not until after age 4. Successful potty training extends far beyond bathroom independence. This process represents one of a child's first experiences mastering a complex skill that significantly impacts their self-perception. Children who master toileting with positive reinforcement internalize that they can learn difficult skills through practice and persistence. The structured approach teaches valuable lessons about routines, expectations, and social norms. For both parent and child, those 3 intensive days transform what could be months of frustration into a concentrated period of teaching and learning. Potty training represents more than bathroom independence. It's an investment in your child's confidence, capability, and sense of accomplishment that will benefit them for years to come.